During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what actually went down at Dave's house that night?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Why, hello. If you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. So you can call it in. Call 855-853-4802. Leave us a voicemail. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. What went on at Dave's house, man?
You know,
it's
I
like,
can't wait
it is
to hear
a Cheech and it's a Cheech and Chong episode.
I know.
Remember they had that Dave, the whole Dave bit?
At Dave's house, it just sounds totally like that. So I'm excited to hear this story. It kind of
and it's one of those stories because I listened to it first because it was really, really long. And I listened to it first and I'm like, this is an alien story. This is a paranormal story. What the hell is going on at Dave's house story?
Interesting.
Like, and I don't know if this was just one weird night at Dave's house.
Or if it was kind of all the time at Dave's house.
I don't know, but let's listen to this because this is about Dave's house.
So I grew up in outside of Pittsburgh in a very small town called Wall. And you can find it if you search for Wall, PA. It's right next to another town called Wilmerding, which is where Westinghouse built a castle and had his original air brake factory. So it's an old town, lots of history, but it's really the middle of nowhere. And I was about, I want to say 16, 17, 18, something like that. I don't know if I was quite out of high school yet, but it was summertime. And I was at my best friend's house and my two best friends, Kevin and Dave. And we would always hang out together. And sometimes we'd stay up all night, sometimes just chilling. That night in particular, we wanted to, get some pot and maybe, smoke and find something. And we couldn't find anything. We couldn't find anybody to hang out with other than ourselves. So we just retired to sitting on Dave's porch and smoking cigarettes and just talking. About 3-4 o'clock in the morning, we started telling ghost stories that we heard growing up. And these weren't firsthand ghost stories that we had experienced anything weird, just stuff that our parents, uncles, friends, we heard on, wherever. We just told these different stories that we had heard. From my point of view, it was, about 3:30 and, I had gotten up, just as, stretch from sitting on the concrete porch and I lit a cigarette and started walking towards, sidewalk. Now Dave's street was, a very narrow street, cars parked on both sides. And then there were, the same Western Pennsylvania, company, stack, really small space in between the houses, houses on each side. At the bottom of the street was a dead end that led to a train yard, and there was a park back there. The other one led to the main road, where there is a parking lot and some businesses. And so there, it was sort of a dead street other than the people that lived there. And so I started walking down towards it, and I look up at the street lights, and immediately I'm enveloped in this green light. It wasn't like, you know, when a flashlight shines on you and you get, you know, shined on. It really felt like I was covered in this light, like it was a blanket of light. The next thing that I remember is turning around to my friends and say, what the fuck was that? You know, they say to me, they're like, wow, what was that? And I noticed that my cigarette was gone. Now I had lit it before looking up. I walked back to the porch and sat down, and we all sat down and sort of just stared at each other. And I looked up and I noticed that the lights were on in the house. I thought that was odd because, you know, at that time of night, like the reason why we were on the porch was because his parents were sleeping. You know, we start to tell what we saw, the green light and everything, and we're finishing each other's sentences, and we could just tell, you know, looking at each other in the eyes, we were all experiencing the same weirdness. And so I said, let's go inside. It looks like your parents are already up. So we go inside, and I noticed that it's really cold inside of Dave's house. Now, he doesn't have air conditioning. It's July in Western Pennsylvania, which is hot and sticky. I also noticed it was a lot brighter outside than I remember it being, you know, especially from 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, which is what I thought it was. We go walking in into the living room, and we look around, we see all the lights are on, and we shut those lights off. And I said, you know, did you turn these lights on before he came out? And Dave's like, no, I don't remember. I don't think so. Maybe my dad got up. I don't know. We noticed we smell breakfast had been cooked. We go to the kitchen, and there's dishes. Is obvious, and someone cooked something, you know, breakfast, basically. We come out into the living room, and, you know, it's obvious that, you know, Dave's dad's boots are gone, and I said, you know, maybe Dad worked early today. That's weird. And so then we look up in the clock above the TV, and we realize that it's really 9 o'clock in the morning. So we lose, like, what, 4 hours? Well, just when we're talking about the time, we hear boom, 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 like a grown man with boots on is running up the stairs, and then boom. Now, David's basement was always locked. The only thing down there was storage and washer or dryer. The reason it was locked is because the basement door didn't have a lock, and Dave's dad was like, you know, if someone breaks in and get in the basement, they can't get in the house. So we're like, what the fuck was that? And Dave's like, I don't want to look. And I was like, we have to look. We have to see. I was like, is there somebody there? If there is, you know, we have a gun. Stop fucking around, you know. And we didn't. But we just wanted to scare whoever it was. We were trying to sound like older and like make our voices lower. And we open it, and there's nobody there. And we turn on the light. We look down the stair in the basement. And Dave says, you know what? I'm going to go down there. And Dave's like 6'5". Even though we're like 16, 17, he's a big dude, and figured he could hold his own. So he goes downstairs, he looks around, comes back upstairs, there's nobody down there. It's empty. We're like, that's weird. And then all of a sudden, when Dave comes upstairs and he's telling us this, we hear, you know, this loud rap music and like really heavy bass, and it's all coming from Dave's bedroom. And we're like, what the hell, dude? Do you have a timer set on your radio? He goes, I have an old radio. I don't have the timers on it, you know? So we go upstairs and we look, and it is this old radio. And I remember seeing it in this room a million times. We go upstairs, and, you know, his door is closed, and we open the door. And as soon as we open the door, the music stops. Dave claims that the music that was playing was from a CD that he doesn't have, even though it was a group that we all knew he liked called the Insane Clown Posse. And we're like, I don't know if I really believe that it was music he didn't own, but I know that it couldn't have played by itself. So we go back downstairs, and when we go back downstairs, all the lights are on again. And we're talking about a span of like a minute. And then we notice that all the paperwork that was Dave's mom's paperwork that was on the kitchen table, or the dining room table, I'm sorry, was all thrown over, all over the place, like just everywhere. Dude, your mom's going to lose her mind. Like, and I'm like, what the hell? So we get all the stuff and we pile it back up on the table, and I'm just like, hey, she's going to lose it on you. You know that, right? But we're like, what happened? We sit down in the living room again, and we're just like, we got to calm down. We're freaking ourselves out. This can't be, this stuff. Well, this must be just because we stayed up all night. You know, there's got to be some explanation for this. Just then we hear this deep growling scream. Like, like you hear like a metal band screams. And it sounds like it's coming from outside. So we open the front door, and it gets louder as we open the front door. We go out in the front porch, and it stops. And I'm looking around, and Dave has this neighbor across the street, and he comes out. And he's like, what are you kids screaming about? And we're like, we didn't scream. And he goes, yeah, you know, just be quiet or you're in trouble. And I noticed that there's a couple other neighbors who are looking out their windows. So we're not the only ones that heard that scream. However, the scream stopped as soon as we came outside. And then we go back in, and again, it's cold inside of Dave's house. And so we all sit down put on a something so we can just like get our minds off of this. And we fall back to sleep, and we get up a few hours later to all the house lights on again. So when we were asleep, the lights turned on. Nobody else was there. They didn't have a brother or sister. Mom and dad, we checked the bedroom when we were upstairs. They weren't home. And then from that day on, you know, Dave had said that, you know, at night he heard walking around in his room when he was sleeping. And he would see shadows out of the side of his eyes. He always felt like he was not alone in that house. So that's my ghost story. That's the weirdest, craziest paranormal thing that's ever happened to me. And I have no idea to this day what it was, what the green light was, what any of those experiences were. And why it had suddenly happened that night.
What went down in Dave's house?
Like, you know, I was taking notes and I couldn't
happened.
Keep up.
Everything happened.
I couldn't
happened.
Keep up. No, I was trying to make a list, and I don't know that I was able to actually accurately get a list down of everything that happened.
Green light felt like it was aliens. And then that weird time lapse thing that feels like aliens.
That does. That feels very alienic in its presentation.
Like,
but
it's,
then we go into cold house. That seems more on the paranormal end. Now, the breakfast thing. Now, I'm assuming what this is kind of suggesting is that Dad got up, made breakfast, and went to work.
Exactly. Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad got up, and they're gone.
They're gone. And so where were the guys, and how did they not know Mom and Dad?
Because they're on the front porch passed out.
Because they're right on the front porch. Now, maybe Mom and Dad leave out of the back, and they get in the car in the back, and wouldn't have, but still... You know, it's either the best dope that was ever.
Well,
you know.
Like he was, and he kind of sounded like they went looking for weed and couldn't find any or find anybody to hang out with. So they just went back to Dave's house. I wonder, like, did you guys were smoking a lot of cigarettes? You sure you weren't smoking a little dope at the same time? Not saying that is all. I think some weird shit happened to him that night.
And no judgment either.
But I think the funny part to me was after all that stuff goes down, from the green light to the time lapse to the thing in the basement to the papers all
the
over
growling.
The place, the growling, then they're like, let's just watch a comedy on TV rather than, you know what, let's go to Kevin's house.
And fall asleep.
Like, let's just leave. I'm going home. I got my own bed. Like, we don't need to hang out anymore. This is the next day.
And Dave said, whatever was there seemed to continue. He still continued to hear footsteps and as if someone was walking around and things and felt like there was something in the house kind of after that. Doesn't suggest it ever happened before. It feels like this all happened that night and then kind of something stayed.
It's just the damnedest story I've ever heard, because everything happened in one night.
And I'm with you. Like, I could have just, I immediately was like, it's Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It just totally had that feel where all of a sudden you lost time. You know, there was this weird time lapse where things were happening, and then when you come to, you've lost an hour or 2 hours or whatever. That feels very alien to me somehow, in the green glowing and the light being this and that. But then again, this other stuff that happened in the house, and then that it just stayed and seems to be there, doesn't feel alien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very strange. And then the weird thing is that other people heard the weird growling thing, and they think it's them.
Yeah,
so that doesn't feel necessarily paranormal to what they're dealing with. Because if the neighbors heard it, and they're blaming it on the kids. I think they said it sounded like it came from outside.
Yeah, they went outside and that's how they run and tell the neighbors. And
it is the weirdest night ever. Like, what happened at Dave's house?
That might be the title of the story. What happened at Dave's house?
Exactly. And that might be like the question of a lifetime for poor Dave and this guy and Kevin.
Like, and Dave. I wonder if Dave is okay. Like, what's going on now with Dave?
It'd be fun, wouldn't it? Be fun to have all three of them to share the remembrances of that night.
Yes, absolutely. Wouldn't
that'd
it?
Be awesome?
Kevin, Dave, and
this guy. I don't even know if he said his name.
We're just going to call him this guy. That would be the most fun thing ever. Well, I'm inviting him right now. Get a hold of us if you guys want to come on and talk about this.
That one night. I would love, I just think it'd be a really fun conversation to hear what they all have to say about that night. And years later, like, how do you remember it?
And I have follow-ups. Like, what happened subsequently to this night? What happened to each of you? Did you each have then things that would go on? We know Dave did. But maybe the other two would go, now that I think about it, there have been some odd things.
And why didn't the other two leave? Or why didn't they go, Kevin, Dave, let's get out of here and go back to my house. It's not haunted. I'm starting to freak out.
Now that makes me think weed.
Right.
That they weren't just, you know, running on regular thoughts.
I don't know. It's the damnedest story I ever heard.
A little bit of an altered state.
I love it so very much. I love everything about that story.
I do too. I love them. I wish they were. Yeah, I wish we could get them on.
That would be so fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's go to our next story. And this says, my girlfriend listens to your show all the time and has been telling me I should send this in for a while. This happened back when I was in college. I worked nights in one of the science buildings on campus. I wasn't security, but I was part of the group responsible for closing the building down at the end of the night. The labs stayed open late for students and grad work, so my job was to go through as people finished up. I made sure equipment wasn't left running and lock rooms once they were empty. It wasn't a one-and-done kind of thing either. You'd make a few passes through the building as it cleaned out and then do a final walkthrough before heading out at the end of the night. Most nights followed the same rhythm. Early on, there would be a few people around, and then gradually it would thin out until you were the only one left finishing things up. Was not creepy, but it was quiet. This particular night, though, the building emptied out faster than usual. By the time I started my second round, I hadn't seen anyone in a while. A couple of labs that had been used earlier were already empty, so I started closing things down earlier than I normally would. There's a hallway toward the back with a few labs that get used a lot, and I remember going through there and shutting a couple of doors. One of them always stuck a little, so you had to pull it tighter and make sure it was latched. A small detail, but I remember it because it was something I had to deal with every time I checked that room. After that, I moved on to the next section and kept going with my round. Not long after that, I heard a door close somewhere behind me. I stopped for a second and listened, but nothing else followed it. At the time, it didn't feel like anything unusual. I figured I must have missed someone still working in one of those rooms, so I turned around, walked back to check. Every door was closed. I went through the same rooms again just to be sure. Lights were off. Everything looked the same. None of them were in use. I stood there for a second listening, stayed quiet. I went back to what I was doing. I didn't think too much of it. A little while later, I heard something else. This time it sounded like something hitting the floor in one of the rooms farther down the hall. That got my attention. I walked over, checked that room, expecting to see something out of place, but nothing. That was the point where it started to feel off. I went back toward the front of the building. I paused for a minute. Instead of immediately continuing my round, I stood there listening, trying to see if I could hear anything else that might explain what was going on. A few minutes later, I heard a door open. This one was different. There was no guessing what it was. It was the sound of the handle turning and the door pulling away from the frame. I turned around right away, went back down the hallway. One of the lab doors I had already shut was open. It wasn't open wide, just enough that you could see it wasn't closed anymore. I knew exactly which room it was because of that sticking door. I had made sure it latched earlier. I walked over, pushed it the rest of the way, open. The room was empty. Everything inside looked exactly the same as when I had checked it before. I stepped back out, pulled the door shut again, this time making sure it caught. At that point, I wasn't interested in figuring anything out anymore. I just wanted to leave. I went through the rest of the building a little quicker than I normally would. Once I was done, headed toward the front doors. Part of the routine was stepping outside after locking up to make sure the entrance was secure before leaving. Everything looked normal at first. The lights were still on, and from that angle, it looked like all the doors were closed, and then I saw one of them move. Not fast or sudden, it just slowly pulled shut the rest of the way, like it hadn't been completely closed before, and no one was there. I did go back inside. I double-checked everything quickly and left. Nothing else happened that night. The next day, I mentioned it to another guy who worked the same job, mostly to see if anything like that had ever happened to him. He didn't laugh or make a joke about it. He said he didn't like being in that building alone at night, and he left it at that. I worked there for a while after that. I stopped taking the later shift when I could. I'd switch with someone else or adjust my schedule so I wouldn't be available. Nothing like that ever happened again while I was working there, but I never really felt the same about being in that building by myself after that. That is from Alex. It's weird if you do a job like that. And I wonder if it kind of did have creepy feelings, but you ignore it because it's all in your head, you know?
Well, okay. Or
you tell yourself that.
That, and I'm not sure how long he had worked there. And, you know, maybe he was getting used to the job and was always like had his brain full of what he needed to do and the job. And as time went on, that lessened, right? He knew what he had to do and it became more routine. Therefore, he wasn't, you know, so preoccupied and he had time to hear and feel what was going on. So I'm with you. I wonder if there were some things along the way, but you know, it's a new building. You go, well, the door is shut or the door is shut, you know, whatever.
If you have never had any paranormal experiences and something weird like that happens, you're going to tell yourself right off the bat, oh, I must not have shut that door all the way. Oh, that's weird. That door just opened. Obviously, I didn't have it shut all the way and there was a breeze. You know, you tell yourself a million things. But it kind of sounded like there was just a ghost effing with him.
I think so. And maybe, you know, I don't know how the schedule works in the ghost world. Maybe it only came once every month or two.
And the other guy was like, yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
You know? Yeah. But, you know, maybe it really only showed up on occasion. Like, we know you people that have work in haunted places or live in haunted houses, you can go days or weeks with nothing happening. And then all of a sudden something does. And I wonder if that's kind of part of this situation too, that he landed a shift that was the night that the ghost of the grad student came back.
Yeah.
It feels like it was somebody that worked there or was very tied to that.
It almost does feel like a grad student, because if it was somebody who was a custodian or something like that, they would be making sure everything got done, not being like opening doors and taunting him. Well, it sounds like this grad student is just doing his work.
I felt like they were doing his same job.
Oh.
Or thinking they were, right?
They were undoing his job.
But it feels like that might have been their job at one time. And now they're doing it. You know, they're opening doors and going in and looking. And then he comes along and goes, the door's open, and pulls it shut. They're in there. They're like, what the hell? They go back and open the door again. Feel like he and this ghost of the former grad student were doing the same job, but were oddly...
They were out of sync.
Yes.
Exactly. He was doing his job. The grad student was undoing his job.
Mm-hmm.
For real. That was interesting.
It was.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, or if you're Dave, we want to hear more. Call in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like... ad-free version of the show, advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.